26. I have no outline, no points. I'm going to read something, try to make something out of it. Let God be God this morning. 2 Chronicles 26, if you're there, say amen. Amen. Then all the people of Judah took Uzziah. He was 16 years old. Young people, look up here. I want y'all to do something. Just because you sat together, you ought to pay attention to preaching the Word of God. Amen. It's a very vulnerable time in your life now when you're 16 years old. You may think, well, I can't do nothing, I'm too young. Let me tell you, God can take you and do big things with you. And he said he made him king in the room of his father, Amaziah. He built Eloth, restored it to Judah after that the king slept with his fathers. Hey, young people, 16 years old was Uzziah when he began to reign. I wished I had the opportunity. You can be seated. I wished I had the opportunity this morning that you at 16 years old have in this church. I wished I had the opportunity when I was 16 that you have. Young man, young lady at 12 and 13 years old in this church right now, in this generation, I wished I'd had the opportunity that you have to do something for God. He was 16 years old and God began to use him. The Bible said in verse 4, watch this. He did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah did. Danish, in an amazing way, this Word of God preaches to the whole audience. It does matter the way me and you raise our children. It does matter where you go to church. It does matter what kind of Bible you read. It does matter where you pray. Because I'm going to tell you, there's a generation coming along behind you, and they're going to want to do what you're doing. If you ever notice that your grandchildren do like you do, and your young'uns do as you do many times, therefore we see that he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. I want to say this, church, we'll never go wrong doing right. God's way is always the right way. And I can tell you this, it's not always the most popular way. And it's not always the most convenient way. But I'm going to tell you, the right way is still the right way. There's a right way to come to church. There's a right way to leave church. I want to say this, if you're looking for a church where there are no problems, you're in the wrong place. If you're looking for somebody to try to be perfect, you're looking at the wrong people. There's one that's perfect. And that is the Lord Jesus Christ. I will remind you what he did. I'm not condoning sin. I preach hard against sin. But I'm going to tell you, we better love the sinner because Jesus did. Matter of fact, he caught a woman in the very act of adultery. And this is what he said, ye that are without sin, cast the first stone. Be careful. Be careful being judgmental on people that you don't know nothing about. It's always two sides to a coin. And always remember this, you'll never go wrong doing right. The Bible said in verse 5, he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. Boy, aren't you glad you've got around some men that could get in on what God was seeing? Aren't you glad that you've been able to get around some Christians that could get the eye gate of God and go after it, that could understand what God is trying to do? Liberty Baptist Church, do you have any idea what God is doing here in our midst? Do you have any idea how much God has blessed us to be able to sit in a place like this morning? I realize you probably passed by 80 churches to get to this church on your way to church. But I'm glad you stopped by this morning. And I'm going to tell you something, we have no room for attitudes. We have no room for no animosity. I don't know if you've noticed or not, but we need seating room at this church. And I'm going to tell you something. There are no biggins. There are no little'uns. We ought to come here for one thing. That's to worship our God in spirit and in truth. And God loves to bless His children. And there are people in this community that's needing a place to go to church. There's families in this place that need to raise their families here. And we need to do it all for the glory and the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Is anybody glad one day God saved you? I'm glad God put you on the winning side this morning. Now you'll notice this. The Bible said He sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding of the visions of God. And watch this, underline this. Really stood up with me yesterday. As long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. As long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. He went forth and he warred against the Philistines. He broke down the walls of Gath. He broke down the wall of Ashdod. He built cities all among the Philistines. And look, and God helped him against the Philistines. Can I tell you, God's still in the helping business this morning. A lot of you are looking for places to get help in all the wrong places. God's still helping those that won't help. The old saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. But if you want water, God's got water this morning. If you want help for your life, God's got help for your life. Now look what he says. God helped him against the Philistines and against the Arabians. Verse 5, and the Ammonites gave gifts to Uzziah. His name spread abroad, even to the inner end of Egypt. He didn't have internet. He didn't have Facebook. He didn't need that type of publicity. God spread his name abroad all the way down to Egypt, for he strengthened himself exceedingly. Moreover, or above all that, Uzziah, he built towers at Jerusalem, at the corner gate, at the valley gate, and at the turning of the wall, and fortified them. Also he built towers in the desert, and he digged many wells, for he had much cattle, both in the low country and in the plains. Husbandmen also, vine dressers in the mountains, and in Carmel, look, for he loved husbandry. But just because he loved husbandry, didn't mean that he got to get up every morning and go to doing it. Sometimes you got to do what God's put you to do, even though you don't like what he's put you to do. You say, well, I'd love to get up and go do what I like to do every day. Well, wouldn't everybody? Amen. He loved planting things. He loved farming, but he wasn't able to do it every day of his life. Thank God for some things that he will allow us to do that we can enjoy. But I will remind you, if you're going to serve this God, he's going to put you in some places that you really don't want to be at. Moreover, Uzziah had a host of fighting men. They went out to war by bands, according to the number of their account, by the hand of Jael, the scribe. The whole number, the chief of the fathers of the mighty men of valor, they were 2,600. Under their hand was an army, 300,000, 7,500, that made war with mighty power to help the king against the enemy. Uzziah prepared for them throughout all the host shields, spears, helmets, harbingers, bows, and slings to cast on. He made in Jerusalem engines invented by cunning men to be on the towers, upon the bulwarks to shoot arrows, and great stones withal. And his name spread far abroad. Watch this, underline it. For he was marvelously helped till he was strong. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. For he transgressed against the Lord his God and went in the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. And the priests went in after him, and with 80 priests of the Lord that were valiant men. They withstood Uzziah. The king said to him, it appertaineth not unto you, Uzziah, to burn incense unto the Lord, but to the priests, the sons of Aaron, that are consecrated to burn incense, go out of the sanctuary, for thou hast trespassed. Neither shall it be for thine honor from the Lord God, Then Uzziah was wroth, had a censer in his hand to burn incense. While he was wroth with the priests, the leprosy even rose up in his forehead before the priests in the house of the Lord from beside the incense altar. And Azariah, the chief priest, and all the priests looked upon him, and behold, he was leprous in his forehead. They thrust him out from thence. Yea, himself hasted to go out because the Lord had smitten him. Now watch this. And Uzziah the king was a leper unto the day of his death, dwelt in a several house, or a house of distance, being a leper, for he was cut off from the house of the Lord. And Jotham his son was over the king's house, judging the people of the land. Now the rest of the acts of Uzziah, first and last, did Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, write. So Uzziah slept with his fathers. They buried him with his fathers in the field of burial that belonged to the kings. For they said, he is a leper. And Jotham, his son, reigned in his stead. This morning, if I'd had a thought, it would simply be this on the dangers of getting big-headed. You know, the Bible said that Uzziah was marvelously helped while that he sought the Lord. It came a time in his life that God began to bless him. He was winning battles that he had never won. He was seeing fruit, no doubt, that he thought he never would see. He had empires, he had thrones, he had men, he had everything at his disposal, but he lost the key ingredient. And that was the Lord. I want to tell you at Liberty Baptist Church this morning, God has not blessed you to forget Him. God has not blessed you to forget Him. And I want to say secondly, God has not blessed this church to forget Him. Just because the church is growing don't mean that you've got to get crazy and do something like everybody else is doing. I'm glad that God has entrusted us with great things. Many of you here this morning, God has entrusted you with some big things. And long as you stay little, God will be big. I remind Liberty Baptist Church that God's not interested in how big we can get. God's interested in blessing little people. Oh, don't let your head get too big and swell up too big like you're doing something. For without the Lord, we can do nothing. I realize we've got the prettiest church in town. I realize we've got nice chandeliers and air conditioning and padded pews. But I can, by the way, I don't know who's sticking a knife in these pews, but I hope I don't find out who you are. Amen. These pews cost too much to mutilate. If you want a whittle, go out yonder and whittle on a tree. Keep your knife off these pews. Somebody say amen right there. God has entrusted us with great things to His honor and His glory. Boy, how God has blessed you in your life. You ever notice this? A lot of you that are older, that you've been around God for a while, you'll notice how God begins to bless young families. Young families, I'm going to tell you, you're on dangerous ground this morning. You know why you're on dangerous ground? Number one, you're human. Number two, you've got an enemy. And number three, you've got a God that loves to bless His children, that's faithful to Him. But I'm going to tell you, to whom much is given, much is required. And I believe that with all of my heart. God has entrusted many of us with many things. But let me tell you, without the Lord, it is nothing. You may say, well, preacher, you don't understand the career that I've got sought out. I'm doing great. Trust me, without the Lord on it, you'll be a failure. God has blessed you not to take you from God, but to bring you to God. And if there's ever been a generation and a people at Liberty Baptist Church that ought to bow the knee to Him and say, thank you, dear God, for how good you've been to me. You blessed me with families and with jobs. You blessed me with cars. You blessed me with clothes. You blessed me with a church. You blessed me with air. God, don't let me forget you in my blessing. This is what happened. God will go to blessing you and He'll give you some nice things of life. And if you're not careful, they'll go to edging Him out. pushing him out. I wanted to preach so much on that axe head this morning, Brother Jerry. I know it's one of your greatest favorite messages that you've ever heard in this Bible. And I hope God will let me preach it. Matter of fact, I'm loaded. We may have two sermons this morning. But I can tell you this, I got to reading about Uzziah. And you know, it's amazing when a man's money spreads him and when his fame spreads abroad. Let me tell you, you're on dangerous ground when you're standing in the blessings of God. Many times God has to allow things to bring us back down to our size. My mama had a saying out in the country, and then Daddy hounded it when he got home. She'd say, "Boy, you got too big for your britches, and when your daddy gets home, he's going to take some slack out of your britches." Amen. You better watch it, young families. This is what you'll do. You'll start slipping. You'll say, "Well, church ain't important on Sunday night. We just got Sunday school." It is important. I can tell you one thing, you're not apt to get near in trouble here as you will out yonder around a beer store, amen. You're not near as apt to get in trouble here as you out yonder home on the internet by yourself. Watching TV shows you don't need to be looking at. Let me tell you, we need preaching and we need church in our life. And we better realize without the blessing of God, we're nothing. And God's been good to us to enjoy some things in this life. But we better keep our priorities focused. God has given you things to bless you, not to curse you. It's up to you if you make your blessing a curse. Liberty Baptist Church, God's entrusted us with a lot right here. I want to do something just a minute. This is August. I want everybody that you can. I know some of you can't, but you that can, I want you to stand just a minute. Would you stand just a minute, please? Everybody that can, I wish you'd stand. Children, young, old, I wish everybody'd stand just a minute. I want to ask y'all something. Would you look around this morning? This is August. I would simply ask you something. If there was a visiting family come in right now, where would they sit? Now, you can be seated. I want to make the second question, then we'll get on to church. Some of you hate I got in your seat. That ain't the first time I've been in your seat. Matter of fact, I love to keep your seat uncomfortable. I said all that to say this and try to show you something. God can still do it by preaching. Matter of fact, that's the only way God does anything. It's through His Word. A lot of you trying to follow your heart, I'm going to ask something, does your heart line up this book? He followed his heart and it got him in trouble. His heart got big and it affected his head. Instead of it helping him, it hurt him. And you say, "Well, I'm going to follow my heart." Let me ask you this. Does it line up this Bible? If it don't line up this Bible, your heart's bad. This Bible's been given to me and you as a guide and as a goad and as a guard and as a guarantee. Amen. For God's glory. God, has God been good to anybody? Boy, this is what happened. The blessings of God will start touching you, and this is what the devil will say. You're having too much church. You're too busy having too much church. Now you give God this little time, He's all right rest of the week. Let me tell you something. We can't turn into a contemporary church just because we're growing. We've got to stay old-fashioned by the glory and the grace of God. If I could play a banjo and a fiddle, I'd do it every Sunday just to be sure contemporary didn't come in this place. It's hard for contemporary to come in with a bass fiddle on the stage. But I can tell you this morning, I still believe in old-fashioned King James Bible preaching. I still believe in keeping an altars open. I still believe Jesus said, "They'll know you're my disciples if you have love one for another." It's easy to love folks that love you back. That man stole my money. I'll be honest with you. It's hard for me to write him a love letter in jail. Amen. But I've got to love him. I ain't got to go cook hamburgers with him, but I got to love him. In 1981, I got saved. God called me to preach a few years after that. I think when I was 26 or 7 years old. Me and my wife, you can ask her, we started tithing. Megan Macy was little. God began to bless us. The hand of God reached out over my family. Put His hand there. And I'm going to tell you right now, He ain't took it off yet. Sure, we got our problems. But I'm glad, Brother Joe, I got a God to go with my problems. I'm glad my problems don't scare my God. John's gospel, when that water was astern, he said, why ain't you got in there? He said, I ain't got nobody to put me in there when the water's troubled. He said, come on, I'm going to get in there with you. He didn't come to take you out of trouble. He come to get in trouble with you. I'm glad we got a God. We'll put Him first, and He protects and honors His children. Brother Michael's exactly right. Some of you not thinking. I draw up every time my phone rings with young'uns and grandbabies. Brother Michael, there's been a lot of folks like me and you. They've not been as blessed as me and you. I'm going to tell you, even though God allows a disaster to help you, to come to you, it don't mean that God don't love you. The grace of God. Do you realize that? The grace of God that passes all understanding. If it wasn't for the Lord, we could do nothing. Young men, listen to you, preacher, this morning. Right now, you're young and good health. You're full of vinegar and stupidity. Amen. But you're going to get older. You're going to start really realizing what's really important. And that's putting God first. Family's everything. You say, well, preacher, I ain't got no family. Well, you got a church family here. Get in this thing. Quit standing on the outside looking in. Get involved. Get in this thing. Both feet, get in it. Get your family here. Get dedicated. Serve God. Love Him. Seek His direction. The Bible said He was marvelously happy long as he sought the Lord. God blessed him through all them prayers. I wonder how many prayers God hadn't answered because He knowed it'd hurt us if He answered it. You see, the prodigal, one of the things that hurt him the most, he got what he prayed for. Lord, give me. Father, give me. He might ought to have said, Lord, if this ain't going to hurt me, let me have it. But if this going to hurt me, please don't let me have it. I don't know about you, but I found out what I can do by myself. Nothing. Uzziah, now there's something I don't know if you caught or not. But he was cut off from the house of the Lord. I can tell you a multitude of people that their head got big and they're not here today. They thought they could live life on their own without God. I don't care what you got in the bank. I'll remind you this, God owns the bank. You say, well, I'm strong. Few surgeries will cure that. It'll fix all that running in block walls. It'll fix it all. I appreciate the Lord and how good He's been to us. I don't know if y'all realize this or not. I hope God will continue to allow this to happen. I hope God will continue letting me go in some places and preach. Try to be an encouragement and help, but you'd be amazed at what I see. We don't know how thankful we are. We don't know what such a good place we've got to go to church. And I'm going to tell you, it's some of the finest people in this place that's ever breathed God's air. I'm telling you, God has been good to Liberty Baptist Church, but I'm going to tell you something. God is needed at Liberty Baptist Church. Miss Emily, I don't know. I just feel like you need to come sing. You come on, get ready. dealt with this passage now about 2 days. It's just ringing in my heart. I don't know. His name was spread far abroad, for he was marvelously helped till he was strong. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord his God. Brother Mike, wouldn't that be something if a man like me and you was cut off from the house of the Lord? Brother David, how would a man like me and you make it being cut off from the house of the Lord? You know what happened to Uzziah? His heart got lifted up in pride. Then his head was the next thing to go. Then you know what he done? He got so full of pride, he thought he could go doing what the priests were intended to do. He said, I'll just walk in, take over the house of God. Reminds me of some families. Amen. I don't think they're here this morning, but they've been here before. Think they just come in, take over, do what God's put the preacher in charge to do. Somebody help me preach right there. God smote him with leprosy. He said, let me tell you something. You're not going to forget me without a price. Well, Miss Emily is singing. I'd like to open this altar up this morning. And then I want to say this in this sermon. Did you notice in the reading, God helps them, it won't help? I'm so glad that's in my Bible. Church, you won't believe the times of day I'm on my knees right now praying. I've never had so much, but I've never stood on such dangerous ground. God's entrusted me with a lot. God's entrusted you with a lot. You better not forget Him. It's a high price to pay. When you say, Lord, I don't need you no more. I got it all handled, Lord. Renee, one of the greatest things that's ever happened to mine in your marriage and home and this ministry is when God let me hit flat on my backside. Boy, it got my attention. Maybe, Brother Jerry, I was walking a little too high. I don't know. I didn't mean to. But I'd say this. I doubt that Uzziah really meant to. But his blessings took him from God. Let me tell you something. God's not giving you that job to take you from Him. He's giving you that to bless you. He's not giving us this good church to take it away from Him. He's given us this place to bow a knee and say, thank you. God, we need you. Hey, young men, let me tell you something. I thank God He's put me in your life to be a preacher. But Ken Bowman ain't going to get you out of the ditch. The Lord Jesus is the only one can help you in your struggles. We've got to have the Lord. And your preacher's got to have the Lord on him. Oh, I want to do a work for God. We hadn't got long. This thing's winding down. You've never seen it this dark. But a little light goes a long way. Help us, God, to say thank you. He was marvelously helped till he became strong. May be a good thing, God's breaking us. Because if we get too strong, we may get too big for ourselves. What you need this morning, they're going to sing. I'd like to open this.